Welcome to the media broadcast of His Vision Ministries. Pastor Shane has a strong desire to encourage people to stay in the Word of God on a daily basis. Pastor Shane prays that you are fed by the messages contained in these daily nuggets. These messages are intended to bring daily life application.
Hey, this is Shane with His Vision Ministries. I'm also the pastor of Eastview Baptist Church. Here we are on Monday, just after Resurrection Sunday. I hope and pray that you had a blessed weekend and as we celebrate our risen Savior. But today I want to speak about handling fear. And as we look out into what's happening in our nation, you know, it's hard to not to fear what's going on, especially in an uncertain future. There are two fears from a biblical standpoint. One is fearing the Lord, which is actually a good fear. And if you want to receive blessings in your life, then you ought to fear the Lord Jesus. The Bible says about fearing the Lord in Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 7, it says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." Friend, listen, if you are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, you should fear the Lord. That's a good thing. But there's another fear I want to talk about today, and that is the fear of being afraid. Let me say this, that fear comes from the devil. Instead of fearing the things of life, that we need to submit ourselves to the Lord and resist the devil so that he will flee from us. That old rotten devil, he tries to delay God's plan in our individual lives, and that brings forth fear. Friend, we need to resist the devil, and the Bible promises that he has to flee from us. Friend, we need to come to a realization that when we fear anything, that it comes from our enemy, Satan. The devil is always trying to separate man from God, and that is why we need God's help. The Lord tells us over in Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10, it says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God, I am strengthening thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." And so, my dear friend, let me say this. We need to learn to face our fear by simply placing our trust in God and His plan. You know, He clearly teaches us not to fear because He's always with us. And so, friend, He's the one that gives us the strength to face our fears. We ought to trust God, and we ought to know that God is good all the time.
We thank you for joining us today. Visit us online at isvision.org. Text the word SAVE to the number 80123 and hit send to learn how to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. May God bless you.